First Perek of Erevin, first Mishnah of Erevin. The first Perek of Erevin is discussing something called a Tikkun Mavui. The way houses used to be set up in the olden days was something called a Chaser, which means various houses opened up to a courtyard. The courtyard, the Chaser in those days, was equivalent to a kitchen and a laundry room. They did a lot of cooking there, they did the laundry over there. So it was a part of the usage of the house. Whereas the houses themselves was more the bedroom, and the chaser was more of the other rooms of the house. Each chaser was open, generally speaking, to a mavui. A mavui was like an alleyway leading to the Rishus HaRabim. So basically, you have a chaser with a few houses, and you had a few chaseiras, at least two chaseiras, that be open to this mavui. The mavui had three walls on it, and there were entrances into these walls that the chaseiras entered to. The fourth wall was generally open completely to the Rishus HaRabim. Even though Midaraisa, a Rishutah has three walls, there's a Rishutah Yofim, and Rabbanan, they require you to close off the fourth wall with some type of closure. So Mavi should go void the Malmi Yisrim Amo, Yimayit. If the Mavi is more than 20 Amos tall, you have to lower it. Why do you have to lower it? You really don't have to lower it. But the halacha is that one of the ways you could close off the fourth wall, the wall that was on the Rishutah Rabbin, is by putting a beam, which is one tefach wide on top. It's called the Koira. That's the way of recognizing that this is the end of the Rishutah, and people wouldn't come to the Rishutah Rabbin. But if it's more than 20 amos tall, you cannot put the beam on top because people won't notice. It has to be something that's a heker. That's a tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda ain't a tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that no, you do not have to be lemayit. He holds that since lemayit becomes like a type of mechisa, there's a concept called pi tikra yeri v'tzayta, that you have the end of the roof. We look at that as designating the end of the shul, and we look at see where there's a mechisa going down underneath the edge of the roof, and therefore you don't have to see it. So the bottom line is, when we talk about the Tanakhama, if the mavi is more than 20 amos tall, and you want it to use a koira, a beam that's on top of the wall to make it usable, you'll have to lower it. A rochel me'ezer amos is wider than 10 amos yimayit. There's a rule in hilchos mechisas and erevin that if you have a breach in the wall which is more than 10 amos wide, it has to be closed, because as long as it's open, it's considered a breach. So the same thing over here. If it's more than 10 amas wide, it won't help to put the koira on top, or there's a second thing called the lehi. A lehi is a little pole, which is 10 tefachim tall, which is put next to one of the walls. It's often considered that the wall, the third direction, as we're talking about once again, this alleyway with three mechitas, the other side has nothing. You have to have something stopping up the fourth side to designate that this is the end of the mavi and the beginning of the Rishus HaRabim. So if it is more than 10 amos wide, you also have to narrow it down to less than 10 amos. So in Yeshua Surah Tepezah, it has a Surah Tepezah, which means two poles on either side of the entrance and one on top. That configuration, which looks like a doorway, helps. Even if it's more than 10 amos wide, a Surah Tepezah helps. Today's Erevin, that's the way they work. The Erevin around the city has poles every so often, generally speaking, more than 10 amos between each pole, and you have a string on top. And it's based on this concept that as long as you have two tefesa, two poles on the side, and one pole or a string, whatever it may be, on top, that works, even though the distance between one pole and the next is more than 10 amos.